This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. As Avengers Infinity War breaks box office records around the world, Robert Downey Jr. got personal in front of thousands at the world premiere here in Hollywood. Downey, referencing his past battles with addiction, said, quote, "The past for me was 30 years of dependency, depravity, and despair, otherwise known as an actor prepares," unquote. Wow, and last year he made $80 million. Cardi B has responded to her former manager's $10 million lawsuit. Clenord Raphael, a.k.a. Shaft, filed a lawsuit claiming that he discovered the Bodak Yellow star, only to be frozen out of her career just as it was exploding. An attorney representing the rapper responded saying, quote, "Shaft's claim raises a huge question," unquote. Yeah, like, what are you talking about? S.J. Clarkson has been tapped to direct Star Trek IV, making her the first female to helm a film in the Star Trek franchise. Zachary Quinto is set to return, as well as Chris Hemsworth, who appeared as Chris Pine's father in 2009 Star Trek. John Cho as Mr. Sulu is confirmed, and the film is scheduled to be released in the summer of 2019. No sign of intelligent life here. Jay-Z, whose talent management company now represents Mariah Carey, could be forced to get involved in Mariah's legal beef with her ex-manager, Stella Bilochnikov. Stella wants millions of dollars in commissions she believes Mariah owes her, and a lot of that money is tied to deals she thinks were brokered by Jay's management company before Mariah's contract with Stella was up. This is gonna get ugly. Swedish EDM star Avicii used a broken glass bottle to commit suicide. Sources have revealed that Avicii committed suicide by cutting himself with a shard of glass from a broken wine bottle. The news of the 28-year-old's cause of death comes after his family released a recent statement alluding to the fact that the DJ had intended to kill himself. R.I.P. Avicii. Two of Johnny Depp's former bodyguards are suing the actor for unpaid wages and overtime, and they're claiming, quote, "they were forced to protect Depp from himself," unquote, because of the star's over-the-top behavior. The suit filed in California Superior Court marks just the latest legal woes for Depp, who's also in a bitter $25 million fraud lawsuit with his former managers. Yikes! Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom met with Pope Francis during a trip to the Vatican. The Hollywood stars journeyed to the city together for the Unite to Cure event, an international conference on the cure for cancer. Perry, 33, and Bloom, 41, have dated on and off again in the past, but haven't yet publicly confirmed that their relationship is back on. No word yet if they confess to the Pope. On top of years in prison Bill Cosby faces for sexual assault, his criminal conviction increases his chances he'll have to pay damages in civil lawsuits brought by women who say he assaulted or defamed them. Cosby faces up to 10 years in prison for each of 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault. 60 women have accused Bill Cosby of assaulting them. America's dad? No. Amy Schumer, 36, spent 5 days in the hospital along with new husband Chris Fisher by her side. Schumer has been diagnosed with a kidney infection. She was supposed to have flown to London to promote her new film I Feel Pretty, but doctors wouldn't let her travel. Wow, her new film flops in the U.S., and now this. That's enough to give anyone a pain in the ass. I mean, kidney. Justin Bieber is buying an $11 million home. He's been a renter the past few years, hopping between homes in Hollywood, Beverly Hills, and the Valley. The 7-bedroom, 8-bath home in Brentwood has 27-foot high ceilings, a 2-story fireplace, and a rooftop patio with a jacuzzi and infinity pool with killer views of LA. Next door is his manager and LeBron James, but not together. Saturday Night Live stars Colin Jost and Michael Che are getting up from behind the Weekend Update desk and will host the Emmy Awards, which honors the best in television. The duo will be the first pair to host the ceremony since 1999. SNL creator Lorne Michaels will also be returning as executive producer for the first time since 1988. That sounds exciting, said no one. Members of the rock band Imagine Dragons now own a stake in competitive gaming company Rec Global and co-own Las Vegas-based esports team Rogue alongside musician Steve Aoki. Imagine Dragons is no stranger to the esports scene. Band members Daniel Platzman and Wayne Sermon are longtime gamers, and they want to become more active in the esports community. Game on, geeks! Model Gigi Hadid and former One Direction singer Zayn Malik seem to have quickly rekindled their romance after their breakup in March. The couple was spotted smooching in New York as Hadid leaned against a wall while a tattooed, shaven-headed Malik kissed her. They previously dated for about 2 years before their breakup. That explains it. Girls just love a nice tattooed head. Doug Ellen is going to need a new entourage pretty soon. The Entourage creator filed for divorce from wife Andrea Adler after less than 1 year of marriage. Ellen proposed to Adler, a sports anchor in New York, on a trip to New Orleans in April 2017. They were married a couple of months later. Ellen cited irreconcilable differences as the cause of the split. Maybe she got tired of his entourage. The Trash Bin. Blac Chyna is pregnant with her 18-year-old boyfriend, YBN Almighty J. Chyna confirmed her relationship with the rapper on March 1st, 3 days after they were spotted together at Pins Bowling Alley in L.A. Chyna shares 5-year-old son King Cairo with ex-boyfriend Tyga and 17-month-old Dream with ex-fiancé Rob Kardashian. Baby mama idiot.
The news wrap-up.
Facebook is launching a dating feature, matching users specifically with people they aren't already friends with. In other Facebook news, it'll soon allow you to delete your activity on other websites and apps. Instagram will soon automatically filter out all bullying comments. Amazon announced a price increase on Prime members in the U.S. who'll be charged $119 on the annual plan starting later this quarter. Ouch!
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Avengers Infinity War is the number one movie for a second week.
The number one album.
Post Malone's Beer Bongs and Bentleys enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Heads Up is the new best-selling app.
The number one book.
James Comey has the number one nonfiction book for a second week. A Higher Loyalty.
Ariana Grande began her career at the age of 15 back in 2008 in the Broadway musical 13 before playing the role of Cat Valentine in the Nickelodeon television series Victorious. Since then, Ariana has scored numerous pop hits. Last year, she had to deal with the emotional aftermath of the bombing at her show in Manchester, England, that resulted in the deaths of 23 people and caused over 500 injuries. She later staged a concert there that brought in $23 million to help the bombing victims and affected families. Here's the ninth song of Ariana's to reach the top 10 in the U.S. It's the song of the week, No Tears Left to Cry.
Ain't got no tears in my body, I ran out, but boy, I like it, I like it, I like it. Don't matter how, what, when, who tries it, we out here vibing, we vibing. Vibing. Even when it's raining down, can't stop now. Can't stop, so shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
And if you don't know the name, know it, babe. Know it, babe. Yeah.
From her upcoming fourth album, that was Ariana Grande with the Song of the Week, No Tears Left to Cry. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.